Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Strange as this sounds, this is a good time to think about your speaking, especially for next year. Even if meetings have gone virtual, it doesn't mean we sit on the sidelines. The big question, whether we're new to the scene or entering a new market, is what do our fans need to know about our speaking that lowers the risk in advocating for us? Two things. First up, how our topic fits their agenda. Now note what I didn't say. Our topic. This is the biggest mistake speakers make. They spend so much effort coming up with that snazzy title. And yes, that's important. But what is more important is the two or three talking points about how that topic will fit that group's agenda. For example, will your approach help them with a specific industry challenge? Fabulous. Bring that up before describing your content and title. Second up, how the experience fits their event. What will happen as a result of our appearance? What experience do we create that will bring back attendees for next year? How do we create buzz that will create a ripple effect throughout the entire event? Too many speakers, and I'm looking at you, seasoned veterans, focus on presentation skills and track record. Fair enough, but that's not enough to differentiate ourselves now. We have to translate our skills into an experience, and we need to articulate that. What do both of these things have in common? Risk reduction. Because here's what our fans won't tell us. That as much as they love our work, recommending and selecting speakers is a high-risk deal. Make a wrong move and careers can get derailed. So these two things really communicate how to make them a rock star in their organization. And who doesn't want that? Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.